Coming up on WOGO, desperate retailers are starting Christmas sales, yes, in August. 125 shopping days left, and yet retailers are starting their Christmas deals. Aren't they still into back-to-school deals? Also, high school football kicks off tonight. Just a handful of games, including Boyceville at Flambeau. But lots of action coming up primarily tomorrow night. We'll have coverage of Loyal at Chippewa Falls McDonald. Caleb Swenson with the call here on AM 680 and WOGO.com. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kick. Also, he'll have updates on other games, including in Chi-High at Holman. Coming up, we'll talk about the Max, the Cards, and more as the high school football season begins to unfold. That's ahead and more this hour on homepage on AM 680 WOGO and WOGO.com. And welcome, I'm Mark Halverson. Well, even before the school bells are ringing for many families, retailers are sounding sleigh bells. Yes, that's right. With 120-plus shopping days left, stores are already taking up their holiday offers. Toys R Us announced yesterday that it would expand its price match guarantee to include online retailers, including Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Target.com, and BestBuy.com, among others. The aim, according to the release, removing any doubt before holiday shopping begins in earnest that customers are receiving the best available prices. Also yesterday, Walmart announced it'll drop the $5 fee it charged shoppers in previous years to open a layaway account. Shoppers can begin putting eligible items on layaway for the holidays on September 13th with the retailer's Facebook fans gaining access 2 days earlier. Duncan McNaughton in a... Walmart's chief merchandising and marketing officer saying in a statement that all year long, but especially during the holidays, our customers need a low price leader, and says this year we're committed to doing everything we did last year to help Americans save money plus more, more savings, more layaway items. And he says that Walmart's commitment that they can give their families a great Christmas on a budget. So, all right, well, maybe the earliest ever to try to get people out for Christmas. And well, we've seen the changes, right? I mean, we've seen the changes in terms of, it used to be, you know, there was something kind of sacred about Thanksgiving, but all of a sudden last year, I admit, on Thanksgiving night, I was in line at Target and I got a TV for our family. I don't think I bought anything else, but waiting in the line, if you didn't have to necessarily get up really early on Black Friday morning, what if you could bump it back to Thursday? And there were some complaints and disgruntlement about that, people saying, well, boy, you're going to make your workers come in on Thanksgiving, and they did, and deals there to be had. So, other headlines this hour, at least four rockets fired from Lebanon toward Israel. A court says that the UK government can eye items taken in the Snowden case. And also they can examine them for defense of national security, signs of instigation of terrorism acts. That story from the Associated Press, where a British court has ruled that the UK government may look through items seized from the partner of a journalist who's written stories about documents leaked by former national security contractor Edward Snowden. Lawyers for David Miranda, the partner of Guardian reporter Glenn Greenwald, said that the seized items contained confidential information. It asked the High Court to prevent the government from inspecting, copying, or sharing the data. Instead, the court will allow the government to view the items on the condition the material is being examined on national security grounds. The injunction runs until August 30th. It was not immediately clear whether the court or the government would be authorized to decide what is in the interests of national security. And on this Thursday, August 22nd, here on WOGO, I want to deal with the high school football season, but just touching on some headlines out of the gate here on WOGO. Just give you a heads up that last hour we talked about Leading with Power and Renovate. What is that? Well, Keith Tompkins, the founder of Leading with Power, and basically from last September through May, the first Thursday of the month, they had just a wonderful lineup of speakers that came in and spoke to guys. Basically, lunch is served 11:45 and following at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. And then you got treated to a terrific speaker, Mark Hall, Richard Swenson, and a number of other speakers. And Matt McPherson from Matthews Bow and also from McPherson Guitars, based in Sparta. He's the opening speaker. He's got quite a story to share. We featured that a good part of the last hour on WWIB and WIB.com, and invite you to listen to the podcast, which we'll make available at WIB.com in our pod center this afternoon. So Keith Tompkins joined us to kind of give an overview, a look ahead to Leading with Power this year. Starts 2 weeks from today. You can register just so they know how many to have food for lunch. Register at leadingwithpower.org, leadingwithpower.org, and you'll be treated then afterwards to a Q&A with Matt McPherson. I'll ask him the initial questions, but then he told me when I recorded the interview with him yesterday, he's really looking forward to getting the audience questions. To have a cutting-edge, highly successful bow company would be one thing, but then also he's got that and the guitar company. And in both instances, he says he got the idea for the bow and the guitar by going to God in prayer and saying, God, and in fact, it all starts with him saying that God came to him in 1977 and said, I'm going to prosper you. In fact, here's a clip of him, as long as I'm going to take some time to just tell you about this. This is a clip I did not play in the last hour on WWIB, but just bringing this to you. If you're a musician, you're familiar with McPherson Guitars, or you're a bow hunter and you're familiar with the Matthew Bow from Matthew Incorporated, you might be interested in hearing this account of what he told River Valley Church in Minnesota.
In the late 70s, I heard God's voice. I mean, it was like the hair in the back of my neck stood up. And he said, I'm going to prosper you in business so you can be self-sufficient in ministry. I was like, Lord, I hate begging, so I love that idea. I love giving. And he said, I know every answer to every problem in the world. And I wasn't even particularly being spiritual or praying at that moment. I was just walking through the house, and all of a sudden I heard his voice again. And I just thought about for a second, I know every answer to every problem in the world. And I said, well, of course, because you're God. And I thought that was it. And then he came back and he said, if mankind would just ask me, I'd give them those answers. And I was like, of course. And I got on my knees and said, God, and I was in tears by this moment. I said, I feel like I'm supposed to move into archery. And I'd been building bows for myself for years. But I said, I know you know how to make better bows. So if you would give me those ideas. And I actually prayed, God, blind the eyes of everybody else. Because I know what I'm going to do with the money. And I literally woke up 2 weeks later, approximately, in the middle of the night, sat straight up in bed. And my wife woke up and she says, what's going on? I said, honey, I'm literally having a vision. It's like a sheet of paper in front of my face of a new bow concept. I've never thought of it. It's unique. It's different. I've never seen anything like this. And so I said, I'm going to get up. I'm going to draw this down. And when I wake up in the morning, if it still makes sense, then I realize that absolutely this was a vision and it wasn't a dream. And I woke up in the morning, looked at it again. I thought, oh my goodness, this is a new direction. And so I literally started my bow companies on that vision.
Pretty amazing, huh? And he didn't just stop there. Now, again, it sounds like the two kind of merge, but he has the initial encounter with God in 1977, where he's a young man, about 20 years old, and he has this experience where he hears that God's saying to him, he says that I'm going to prosper you. But it was 5 years later before he gets the vision for the new compound bow. And he laid out for us how he saw that come to be, which is a pretty fascinating story as well. And we aired that in the last hour on WWIB. And in the risk of being repetitive, I think it is worth hearing. So I think we'll use the next segment to delve a little bit more into that. And then we'll bring it to the high school football preview, the final half hour of the show. So how about that? It's homepage on AM680 and WOGO.com. One other story here. This morning, apparently, a Lake Halley cemetery, the latest to be hit by vandals in western Wisconsin. A Lake Halley woman is feeling frustrated after someone dug up and removed the flowers she had planted at her parents' grave at Prairie View Cemetery, leaving a half-foot hole where buds once blossomed. The Chippewa Herald spoke to Carol Webb, whose parents, Bertie and Gerhardt Wolfgang, are memorialized at the Lake Halley Cemetery and became the latest victim of cemetery vandalism. Well, cemetery, it's the hottest place these days, right? Yesterday we had the story from QOW TV 18 in Eau Claire about how cemetery heroin drug use was happening at a couple of cemeteries in Eau Claire. And now cemetery vandalism. Last year, American flags were broken and grave markers overturned at the very same Lake Halley Prairie View Cemetery. Other regional cemeteries, including Evergreen, Cedar Falls Cemetery, Holy Family Catholic Cemetery, and Oak Lawn, have also been hit by vandals in recent years, according to the Chippewa Herald. Its homepage on WOGO, current events, controversy, and courageous living from a Chippewa Valley perspective. Let me introduce you a little bit more to Matthew McPherson, the initial speaker at the very first Leading with Power, kicking off 2 weeks from today. It's just for guys, although they're opening up Renovate at night, and that'll be for men or women. We'll tell you more about that when we continue as well. Spent the full last hour with Keith Tompkins talking about that, and also much more fully unpacking the interview I did yesterday with Matt McPherson from McPherson Guitars and also from Matthew's Bows. WOGO for Thursday, August 22nd on AM 680, WOGO.com.
Gene's here from Chilson Subaru.
August is heating up with the Subaru A Lot to Love event.
Well, let's hear it, Gene.
Now is the time to purchase a brand new 2014 all-wheel drive Subaru Legacy. Subaru is now offering 0.9% financing for up to 48 months on all 2014 Subaru Legacies.
Wow, what else do you got?
Now through September 3rd, you can finance the all-wheel drive 2014 Subaru Legacy for 0.9%. That's right, 0.9% for up to 48 months on a 2014 with no money down and approved credit.
How about the gas mileage?
How about 32 miles per gallon based on EPA estimates with an automatic transmission and standard all-wheel drive on every Legacy model? Honda and Toyota don't have it.
Gene, where can we find you?
Call, click, or visit Chilson Subaru on Highway 93 in Eau Claire or visit us on the web at ChilsonSubaru.com. Chilson Subaru, confidence in motion. And remember, let our family take care of your family.
Subject to insurance and vehicle availability.
Liberty Exteriors, working with you to get the results you want.
Yes, I'm calling Liberty Exteriors.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right, it's Thursday homepage, AM 680 and WOGO.com. I'll be away next weekend on Labor Day. That means all Dennis Prager those 6 days. So after tomorrow, homepage takes a break until Tuesday, I believe September 3rd, right after Labor Day. A lot of national attention going on this Chris Lane shooting. Chris Lane from Australia. And he was shot, and apparently they're saying this was a gang initiation. So this is a horrible story. It's been in the news over the last couple of days. It happened in Oklahoma, and they're saying Chris Lane was a white baseball player from Australia. He was murdered as part of a gang initiation, according to James Johnson, the father of a boy who also allegedly was also allegedly targeted by the three youths accused of killing Chris Lane. Police have not commented on the claim, though court documents confirm that the accused were eventually arrested in front of the boy's home. In their car, police say that they found a shotgun and a .22 caliber revolver that they believe was used to kill Lane and a cache of ammunition. The thing is, one of the things that shows the further disintegration of our society and the fulfillment of Jesus' words that in Matthew 24, that in the last days the love of most would grow cold, is that the shooters apparently said, "We were bored. We were bored." Yeah, that's pretty stunning stuff. Anyhow, some of the pieces up today. Rush Limbaugh talking about Chris Lane's death and the media's double standard. This is blacks killing a white. Thrill killing rocks Oklahoma town. Story in the LA Times. And the Wall Street Journal with an editorial on this today. The debate we're not having. It's called For the Fun of It, the debate we are not having about a murder in Oklahoma. And the editorial says three teenagers were charged Tuesday in the killing of a white college student in Duncan, Oklahoma. And part of the story is what didn't happen. There was no saturation cable TV coverage, no press conference featuring Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, and no statement from the Oval Office. The death of Christopher Lane, while as troubling as that of Trayvon Martin, will not become a national touchstone of racial and cultural debate or reflection. But the Wall Street Journal says maybe it should. A 22-year-old Australian from Melbourne, Lane was attending East Central University in Ada, Oklahoma, to pursue his dream of playing the American pastime, baseball. He was visiting the parents of his girlfriend in Duncan, Oklahoma, after the two had recently returned from visiting Australia. Lane was jogging down a street on Friday evening. Good grief. When, according to prosecutors, he was shot in the back. Police Chief Dan Ford says that 17-year-old Michael Dwayne Jones, who drove the car and was charged with accessory to murder after the fact, told police that the three boys were bored and had killed Lane for, yes, the fun of it. Prosecutor Jason Hicks says 16-year-old Chancey Allen Luna was sitting in the rear of the car when he fired a .22-caliber revolver and killed Lane. Says the Wall Street Journal editorial, there won't be any debate over stand-your-ground laws or self-defense in this case, because Chris Lane had no chance to defend himself. There's no evidence so far of a racial motive. Lane seems to have been shot simply because he was there. The murder is a national story in Australia, where people are contemplating the horror of such casual killing in America. Some focusing on the ease of obtaining a gun in the U.S., as inevitably is the reflexive CNN. It would almost be a relief if we could blame such a murder on guns. Then, says the Wall Street Journal, we wouldn't have to focus on a culture that produces teenagers for whom the prospect of shooting an innocent man in the back on a Friday evening apparently raised not a scintilla of conscience. That, they write, is the deeper tragedy and the real scandal of too much of American life. And they note, finally, conclusively, that that is also an issue of far greater consequence to the future of young black men than the acquittal of George Zimmerman and his awful showdown with Trayvon. If only Mr. Sharpton and his fellow black leaders paid attention to what was missing in the lives of those three teenagers, maybe President Obama would even care to use it as one of his teachable moments. Excellent editorial, Wall Street Journal, here on homepage on WOGO. All right, well, on a much more positive note, Matt McPherson, incredibly successful man of faith out of Sparta, Wisconsin, where he's got Matthew Incorporated with the Matthew Bow. Compound Bow, and then also you've got the McPherson Guitars. And so we covered this in the last hour with Keith Tompkins, and also unpacked my interview, pre-recorded interview yesterday with Matt McPherson. He'll be the special guest speaker at the very first Leading with Power 2 weeks from today, just north of where I'm sitting right here at our studios on Business 53. As you go from Eau Claire to Chippewa Falls on the left-hand side of the highway, the Eagles Club, 11:45 to 1, 2 weeks from today, is the lunch, the actual program, starting about 12:15 or so. They're actually giving away a McPherson guitar, one of the Matthew Bows, worth about $1,000. So how about that to head into a bow hunting season? And Keith Tompkins, who also works with artisans, tells me that one of the higher-ups there wants to be there, says he'll be there. He wants to meet Matt McPherson and thank him for providing him with the bow he used to get his elk last year. So anyhow, Matt McPherson on faith and business and life 2 weeks from today. And then also they're going to start Renovate. And Renovate is not just for guys, as Leading with Power is. Leading with Power is also the first Thursday of the month, whereas Renovate will be every Thursday night, 6 to 8. A meal provided from 6 to 6:30, and then a program from 6:30 to 8. I've been asked to speak the second Renovate on September 12th, sharing a message that I've preached many times from Philippians chapter 2 called The Story of Seven Demotions. So looking forward to that, again, at the Eagles Club. Now, you're asked to register for the Leading with Power, again, at leadingwithpower.org. That's all one word, leadingwithpower.org. Renovate, you can just show up. But if you're needing to restart, renew, or refresh in your life, Renovate Chippewa Valley is a Christ-centered approach to building or rebuilding a life. So plan to attend that starting September 5th. At the Eagles Club in Lake Halley. So you can eat both of your meals that day. Now, with Leading with Power, what they ask is that if you're a first-time attender, lunch is free. If you're second time on, if you bring somebody, your meal and your friends is free. Otherwise, they ask you to pay. And the $5, I think Keith told me, is a penalty fee for not thinking of others. So how about that? That's pretty creative. All right, Matt McPherson, it's an amazing story. You can learn more at his website, he and his wife. It's mattandsherry.com. But I played you a little bit in the opening segment about Matt McPherson and the story of this vision in 1977. And then it's actually 5 years later that he has this idea to Well, he asks God. He's like, God, I know that you in fact, you're God. You have the answers. And so what about archery? What about a new bow? And maybe in the clip we had, it kind of merged the 1977 and the 1982 encounters sort of into one. But I asked McPherson about living from one encounter in 1977 to the other in 82.
I got married in 1980 and still trying to find where that fit was. Sherry and I, my wife Sherry and I, we were singing with an evangelist, traveling with an evangelist, but I was also working at my dad's auto body shop and just trying to figure out where this was all going to fit in. And in about 1982, again, I was just walking in the house and where we were staying, and I heard God's voice again. I mean, it was just, again, like the hair in the back of my neck just stood up. It was just so real. It was so, to me, it was audible or as good as audible. I mean, it was just one of those things that I could just sense His presence, and it was like a holy moment, you know. And He said, I know every answer to every problem in the world. If men, in other words, mankind would ask me, I'd just give them those answers. And I was just like, oh, my goodness, of course. I mean, the Bible even says that. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. And so I got on my knees in tears because it was just one of those holy moments again. I said, God, I know you know how to make better bow and arrows. And I sensed that I'm supposed to do that. I'd been building bows for myself for a number of years, and I just felt that was the direction that I should go, and I just felt clear about that. And I said, God, you know how to make better bows, so give me that wisdom, Lord. I'm asking for you to give that to me and help me to be able to design the best bows in the world and so that I can honor you with my life. And I literally woke up a couple weeks later had a vision literally in front of my face, and it was like a sheet of paper dangling in front of my face. In fact, it looked like a notebook paper ripped out of a spiral notebook, which I thought was hilarious when I think about it, because why God would, you know, use a spiral notebook, tore out of a spiral notebook paper to hang in front of my face, you know, in this vision. And I was awake. I mean, I wasn't dreaming. I was awake. In the middle of the night, I woke my wife woke up because I'm sitting up. She says, what are you doing? I said, honey, I'm literally having a vision. I can see this drawing of a new bow concept, and it makes sense. I've never thought of this. And so I got up and drew it down, and that was the beginning of starting my first bow company, McPherson.
And so Matt McPherson told me in my conversation with him yesterday, I asked him to take us through the process of seeing his vision come into reality. Who did you bring that to, and what was the process in seeing that it went from the vision stage to reality, and what was that like for you?
Well, you know, a little bit of my problem is been that, you know, that I kind of have this baby face, you know. So when I'm 28, I look like I'm 18, right? You know, and so I remember trying to borrow money from people, and they look at me, and I look like this, literally like a teenager when I was 28, you know, and trying to borrow money, and just everybody would turn me down because they just thought I was just this little kid dreamer, you know. I'm 5'9", but I mean, it's when I say little kid, I just had that really, really young look. And and I remembered I was running a body shop at the time, but it was just really, really tough business. It was the early 80s when the economy was really, really tough, and the interest rates were super high, and nobody was buying new cars, you know, basically, and used cars were therefore not coming in because nobody was buying the new ones. So, I mean, and I was doing a lot of dealer work, and the dealer work just wasn't there, so things were drying up. I was really frustrated, and I had just met with an investor again to try to convince him to believe in me, you know, and he said, no, I don't think so. And I walked out, but before I walked out, I said very politely but very firmly, I said, well, sir, with or without an investor, I will make this work. Have a nice day. And I was frustrated, but I wasn't rude, but I was very firm. I just very confident. With or without an investor, I'm going to make this work. Have a nice day. And I headed out, and a couple weeks later, this is the middle of winter, and it was like, it was like 15 below zero this morning. You know how when it's really, really cold, that the air is just pristine and the sky is blue, not a cloud in the sky, and it's just incredibly cold, but it's gorgeous, you know. Well, I had gone to my body shop and actually started telling the guys, well, guys, you know, I need to head out and try to see if I can scrounge and got about a half mile away, and the drive shaft on my car fell off. And when things get really bad, I have this funny reaction. I have a tendency to start laughing. For some reason, I guess that's my way of dealing with the pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I just started laughing because I thought, this is ridiculous. So I'm walking back to the shop because the drive shaft's off in the car, laying on the ground. And I'm thinking about all the things that are going on in my life. My oldest boy was 3, and he was having seizures. Because it was so tough finding work, I was late on rent, late on a number of different things, late even paying the guys, you know, and just because the money just wasn't coming in, and it was about time that I was going to have to lay these guys off, and it was extremely frustrating. And, of course, then my drive shaft falls off in the process of trying to go find work. So I'm walking back, and I walk up to the shop, you know, finally get there, and, I mean, it is cold out, and I didn't even have a great jacket. It was kind of a thin jacket, typical of me, you know. And I was always kind of really warm-blooded, so I normally didn't wear too warm of a jacket. But I wasn't planning a half-mile walk at 15 below.
Yeah, right, either. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I come up to the shop, and I open the door, and the guys just look at me in shock because they didn't hear anybody pull up. And they're like, well, what are you doing here? And I looked at the guys, and I said, guys, here's what's going on. I said, my son's got seizures. I'm late at rent at home. I'm late at rent here. I owe a supply company supplies for paints and stuff like that I got to pay. I owe you. I'm late on paying you guys. Nobody wants my bow idea. Something good is just about to happen to me. Mark my words. Something good is just about to happen. You just wait.
Oh, wow.
And they looked at me like, what, you poor sap, you. You know, you just don't know when to give up, do you? And no kidding, like 15 minutes later, the phone rang. I picked it up, and that last guy that I said I'm going to make it work with or without an investor, have a nice day, it was him. And he says, I've decided to go with you. And that's how we started McPherson Archery, the first bow company. So that was quite a learning curve, you know.
I think kind of a fascinating story, and you talk about, I mean, interviewing Matt McPherson yesterday from McPherson Guitars and the Matthew Bowes. Couldn't help but think about Dave Ramsey, a guy in terms of faith and money and business and his Entree Leadership book, etc. Weekday afternoons, 1 to 3. Also, weekday mornings, 3 to 5 here on WOGO, and Saturday nights at 6 as well. Just a bit more, because it's not just the bows, but it's also the guitars that Matt McPherson has gotten into. And so after he had that prayer in 1982 that was answered, he came to the Lord again, but this time not in the bow area.
The guitar thing was another element of, hey, God, I know that you know how to make better guitars. I literally prayed that prayer, and I'm asking for that wisdom. And right away, he started giving me these ideas. You can see that the neck does not touch the top. It's cantilevered. They call it cantilevered. That just means it's connected only on one end. That allows more of the top to vibrate. Having a hole up here leaves a much larger soundboard. So when I hit strings, it just rings and rings and rings and rings like a grand piano would, because it's longer and energy stores and releases more efficiently. And so when we first started building them, I pretty much rejected everyone they built, because I wanted them to realize we needed a standard that was really the highest standard in the world. And the reality is, if we only put out this crazy standard, at some point people are going to realize, oh my goodness, these guys are crazy, but I love it, and that's the kind of guitar I want to buy.
All right, just a bit more with Matt McPherson again, the featured lead speaker, answering questions on leadership and life. 2 weeks from today, the first Leading with Power of the season, September through May. Register at leadingwithpower.org for that luncheon, just so they can know you're coming. But also, he says that business people of faith will have a huge role to play.
I believe that, especially in these last days, Christian businessmen are going to play a huge part of bringing people to Christ. I could invest $1 million, let's say, in 10 scholars. Or you could take that same million and actually maybe indirectly lead 3, 4, 5 million people to Christ. I know what I'm going to do.
McPherson talks about the importance of being faithful.
The most important thing that we do is be faithful. I think that's the biggest thing. What does God ask you to do? Be faithful. Be faithful to what he asks you to do. And sometimes it's little things.
He says doing things with excellence is important.
Look at what everybody's done out there and say, you know what? if I'm going to go after this, I'm going to go after it with excellence. No matter if you're a writer or a singer or a performer or a builder or a craftsman with your hands, people aren't looking for ordinary. They're looking for extraordinary. And I have found that most people are afraid to actually try the extraordinary. I'm not sure exactly why, but people are looking for that. And there's always a market for excellent product.
And finally, Matt McPherson says, listen, I'm either lucky or very, very blessed.
It's obvious that God had a huge part of this because we're considered the number one archery company in the world. And many consider us the number one guitar company in the world. I'm either the luckiest guy that ever lived, or I'm experiencing God's favor. And obviously, that's what I believe it is.
Is that a fair breakdown when he says, I'm either the luckiest guy who ever lived, or I'm experiencing God's favor? That's what I believe it is. I guess atheists would say he's lucky. But wow, what a story. And he's here in Eau Claire from Sparta at Chippewa Falls, specifically Lake Halley, the Eagles Club, 2 weeks from today. So register for Leading with Power, the kickoff luncheon at leadingwithpower.org. I guess I need to do that even though I'm going to be interviewing him. So I'm going to have to figure out how to do that. Get done here at noon that day and hightail it over there and be there for that. Usually get there a little bit late. All right, our high school football preview just ahead, WOGO.
For your best value, visit Eau Claire. Eau Claire Auto Value Parts Stores.
On London Road in East Hamilton and Cameron and Claremont, Eau Claire. Liberty Exteriors. They keep the site neater and clean up the mess every day, every job.
Yes, I'm calling Liberty Exteriors.
I've been coming from Milwaukee for years to our condo at Lakewoods Resort, and I have yet to find a sunny brunch like Lakewoods.
Crab legs and beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, light fluffy omelets, assorted pasta dishes, all this and the Sunday brunch favorite, the dessert bar, arguably the Northwoods best. Just 2 hours from Eau Claire, plan your Northwoods Sunday brunch at Lakewoods Resort in Cable, Wisconsin, serving 11 to 3 p.m. Reservations are suggested. Call 715-794-2561.
Saturday, August 24th, Ryan Sports Shop in downtown Durant will be holding their archery and shooting sports fall kickoff event. Check out the rolling showroom on wheels, the Elite Express truck. Come try a Parker crossbow or a Mission Craze in their outdoor shooting trailer. Exclusive deal on Cutty Back cameras, 10% off all handguns. And don't forget their huge ammo selection, lots of 22 and 9mm ammo on hand. Don't miss the savings and huge selection Saturday, August 24th. Ryan Sports Shop, downtown Durant.
Areas of fog before 9, otherwise a little cooler today. Mostly sunny, a high near 82 after the rains with north to northeast winds around 5. Clear tonight, lows around 52. Sunny on Friday, highs again near 82. The opening of the high school football season with our coverage. Caleb Swenson with McDonald action here on WOGO. Friday night for the action, lows around 61.
Talk Radio 680, WOGO.
Support of home care for the Chippewa Valley. That's what Visiting Angels offers. For an hour or all day, call on Visiting Angels. Let them love on your loved ones. Visiting Angels. Also, M. Jules Asphalt Maintenance. Armor your blacktop and stop water from penetrating the cracks. Call M. Jules Asphalt Maintenance. It's easier than repaving, not to mention less expensive. And it looks great. Call 533-5993. That's 533-5993 for M. Jules Asphalt Maintenance. All right, high school football, getting back at it. A couple of games tonight, but the bulk of the action getting going tomorrow. And WQOW TV 18 Sports, Bob Bradovich and company have done an outstanding job in terms of their coverage. They've been doing 2 days, even 3 days, with some of the high school teams and coaches they've been talking to. And we brought you some comments the other day, but we'll do it again, of Menominee head coach Joe Labuda, as well as Chippewa Falls head coach Chuck Rakovich. Rako back for his 28th season as head coach of the Cards, while Labuda about to start his 25th season at Menominee. We'll try to profile some of these BRC teams as the season gets going. Of course, Menominee has been a model of consistency over the years under Joe Labuda with 23 consecutive WIA playoff appearances. Last year, the Menominee Mustangs finishing second in the BRC to Hudson. The Menominee figures to be in the title chase again this year. Labuda tells TV18 Sports that one of the keys to continued success is to be adaptable.
The one thing about being a coach is it's like having a new job each year, because every year is different, takes different things to motivate different kids, and you have a different group of kids, you know, a combination of different kids each year. So it's finding the right strings to pull and putting the kids in the right position, and that's kind of what this time of the year is all about.
Now, Labuda goes on to say that they were really beat up at the end of last year. He says they were shorthanded when they played Hudson and then in the playoffs, and so he says you can never control that. You don't know how things are going to go injury-wise. But he says, I think our kids were really disappointed the way the season ended, so hopefully that's motivation for them. Right now, he says they've got a great attitude so far, and he's been really pleased with their hustle, their attitude. He says Menominee is very inexperienced, and they're going to have to grow up in a hurry. And he says that he'd say one of the strengths of the Menominee Mustangs could be their defensive backs. That's where some of their experience is. They got a couple of really good defensive backs. So Menominee kicking off the season tomorrow night when they host Toma. Meanwhile, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals looking to rebound after a not an atypical tough 2012 where they finished 1-7. They won the BRC title back in 2008, and they were the conference's third-place team in 2009 and 2010. But head coach Chuck Rakovich has other ways of measuring success, as he told TV18.
My expectations are the boys do the best they can, give us all they have, and the wins are going to take care of themselves. We don't base a program on success being wins and losses. It's based on kids learning how to compete and giving it all.
And Labuda going on to tell TV18 that the BRC is tough from top to bottom this year, but says that his guys are not dwelling on what happened last year. And in fact, he says that we really believe that the life of a football team or any team in that respect is 1 year, and when that team is done, the new one is born. Rako says this is a new year, and we don't look back at last year. We're looking ahead to this year and doing the best we can. He's in terms of the conference, he says, I know that Hudson's going to be good, Menominee's going to be good, Superior's going to be good, and Rice Lake's going to be outstanding. He says, I think Eau Claire Memorial's going to be good, and North, with the new coach, is going to have more energy. River Falls is going to be good, he says. So he says they're all good, and we're going to fit in there somewhere. Chippewa Falls and Holman on Friday night. And thanks to the Chippewa Herald for providing a bit of an overview, as it sounds it's another tough test for the Cards right out of the gate on the road at Holman, a team that came up and beat the Cardinals last year 34-7 here in Chippewa Falls. But the Holman Vikings will be the opponent, and Coach Rakovich says that he's seen the Holman Vikings plenty of time during his nearly three decades with Chai, entering his 28th year. But he says that this year's Holman team is the best one he's seen. In fact, he says without a doubt it's the best team that Holman's had in 22 years. He says they basically have got everybody back from last year, a last year team that beat the Cardinals 34-7. Those returners back after Holman went 7-3 last year, finishing second in the Mississippi Valley Conference, La Crosse Central, and advancing to level two of the Division II playoffs. So a Division II team with the Division I schools like La Crosse Central and La Crosse Logan among them. Holman boasted a talented team deep on offense and defensive skill players to go with size and strength up front. Quarterback Tyler Anderson, a dual threat for the Holman offense, as he showed in last year's 27-point win over Chi High when he threw for 117 yards and ran for 98. Last year, he threw for 11 touchdowns overall. Holman also brings back running back, defensive back Dylan Martinez, who scored 12 touchdowns last year. He's expected to play despite breaking his collarbone at a University of Wisconsin football camp in early July. Last year in the win over the Cards, they remember him, Dylan Martinez. If they look at film, he ran for 121 yards and caught a 44-yard touchdown pass in that game. And outside of those two players, Holman has plenty of other options. And head coach Chuck Rakovich saying, you can't just focus on one. You've got to cover the field. You can't just focus on one aspect of the game because you're going to get burned if you do. Defensively, Holman, Chai's opponent for the opener tomorrow night on the road for the Cards. Holman has switched over to a 3-4 defense this year, designed to take advantage of their speed and aggressiveness with plenty of pre-snap movement at the line of scrimmage to make life difficult for an offensive line. Rako says it's the first time we've ever faced this defense. They're like jumping beans. They really are, because they bounce in and out of different holes. You can't go up to the line of scrimmage and get a beat on a block because they're jumping around constantly. All that pre-snap movement and quickness will be a big first test for a young Chaha offensive line that brings back just one full-time starter from last year with Eric Silt. Chaha and Holman have played 20 times in the first matchup coming in 1989, Rako's fourth year with the Cards. This is his 28th. Chaha owns a 15-5 overall record, but they lost last year 34-7, and Holman coming in, one would think on paper it sounds like maybe as the favorite over the Cardinals in this contest. Coach Rakovich saying he's been pleased with his team's practices leading up to tomorrow's opener, although the recent hot stretch has made practice a little more difficult and uncomfortable. By and large, the cooler temps for August, it was only earlier this week we saw 90s for the first time. Those cooler temps have had to be welcome relief for the high school football players. It's homepage on AM680 and WOGO.com. Current events, controversy, and courageous living from a Chippewa Valley perspective. When we continue, what about the McDonald Max? And as well as Memorial and North, it's all ahead on WOGO.
Liberty Exteriors, working with you to get the results you want.
Yes, I'm calling Liberty Exteriors.
The give straight up the middle, Shook, smashes away inside the five, stretches to the goal line, touchdown Max. Lands Shook from 5 yards out, and McDonald is on the board.
It's time to kick off another exciting year of Chi High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO. Football returns Friday night, August 23rd, as the McDonald Max take on Loyal at DeRay. 6:40 pregame, 7 p.m. opening kick. Catch the action all season long on AM 680 and WOGO.com, your home for Chippewa Falls sports.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
Homepage on AM680 and WOGO.com. Support of home care for the Chippewa Valley. One name to think of, it's Visiting Angels. They can take care of your loved ones for an hour or all day. Give them a call, Visiting Angels. Also, visit Chilson Automotive for your next vehicle. Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott. Let the Chilson family take care of your family. And armor your blacktop and stop water from penetrating the cracks. Call M. Joel's Asphalt Maintenance. It's easier than repaving, not to mention less expensive, and it looks great. Call 533-5993. That's 533-5993 for M. Joel's Asphalt Maintenance. Homepage, WOGO, 12 before 12 noon. We'll have two news updates about 12:18 and 12:48, as well as a sports update at 12:30 in the next hour here on AM 680 and WOGO.com. In the meantime, Eau Claire Memorial and Eau Claire North. And let's hear from a player and a coach now. Again, courtesy of WQOW TV 18 in Eau Claire and some of their great two-a-days that you can access at their website, WQOW.com. But first of all, Eau Claire Memorial head coach Paul Kling, beginning his sixth year as head coach. The Aves have qualified for the WIA Division I playoffs in each of the last 3 years and hoping to continue to take that step this year. Coach Kling saying that the Aves are a young but hungry team, although Memorial does in fact return experience at some key positions, including quarterback, where junior Ben Everhart, the quarterback as a sophomore and was good, and so he's a fine, fine athlete, starting guard on the Memorial basketball team, and just a junior, but he brings some of the poise and experience of a senior, and Everhart, one of the Aves' returning starters. How does he see it?
When you have guys coming back in certain positions, like a quarterback, running back, your O-line, those are the things that you build on. And we're real excited about that. We had, you know, Ben as a sophomore quarterback coming back as a junior. That's something that we know we can build our team on.
My apologies. I was thinking it was a comment from Ben Everhart, actually, obviously head coach Paul Kling. Everhart also saying that they're just reloading. He says, we got a couple of guys coming in, working hard in the offseason, and they're ready to make some plays for Memorial. The Aves quarterback says that he thinks they'll be contenders, says this conference is going to be tough, but he thinks we can contend with the best. And Memorial senior lineman Mickey Sega says that he thinks, he says, I think we're pretty strong everywhere, but our line is looking pretty good and our receivers are looking good as well. And he says, we want to win conference. That's the team goal every year, and we're trying to make the playoffs, trying to win a playoff game. Memorial kicking off its season tomorrow night when the Abes travel to La Crosse Logan. So maybe the Chi-Hi bus and the Memorial bus will see each other, both headed down to the Cooley region. Meanwhile, a new era beginning of Eau Claire North football tomorrow night at Carson Park in Eau Claire. No, I'm sorry. Apparently they're on the road too. Somebody explain that to me. I guess Regis must be home because you got both North and Memorial on the road. And so, yeah, North is also going to be at La Crosse Central tomorrow. They got a brand new head coach, Josh Fazell, taking over the Huskies program, kind of a later hire into the summer, late school year in the summer. But anyhow, he comes from Spooner, former Spooner head coach, taking over the North program. Didn't win a game last year, but Fazell says he expects his team to compete hard all the time. The first goal is daily improvement, something that Fazell and his staff definitely noticed this summer.
I thought our kids really committed themselves to getting bigger, faster, and stronger this summer. But, you know, when we start today now and it gets real, we get a great opportunity to evaluate them. But we're really pleased right now with their attitude and their effort. We're going to work every day to get better at all the little things that go into being a good football team. We want our play to become consistent, but we'll spend a lot of time just working on coming out of our stances and playing to the whistle.
Of course, Ben King had been the head coach, for the Eau Claire North the last few years and was hired, I think, just 26 years old and had been a quarterback at the college level and also had been successful with Marshfield. But I got to think it's really helpful. And hats off to North for making this hire. I mean, somebody who's got experience and success elsewhere in a smaller program, able to try to translate what he learned there from Spooner to Eau Claire North as opposed to Ben King. I mean, wow. I mean, first-time head coach, really, I mean, at North and had his work really cut out for him. All right. The game we'll have for you tomorrow night is Chippewa Falls McDonald up against Loyal, a home game for them. And we got a little bit to tell you about the McDonald Max here on AM 680 and WOGO.com. Numerous reasons to feel optimistic about the McDonald football team heading into this season. Max returning their leading rusher. They bring back their starting quarterback. And maybe most importantly, the program will be entering its second season under head coach Joe Salter, meaning more familiarity with his coaching style and scheme. Max went 3-5 a year ago. McDonald hoping that this year can bring a playoff berth, something the school hasn't experienced since 2010. Salter telling the Herald Telegram, we certainly have goals of making the playoffs this year. He says the players' goals are a little bit higher than just making the playoffs, but that's definitely a good start. Returning for the Max this season, two of the key performers from last year's squad, junior running back Lance Shook and senior quarterback Sam Sorensen. Last year, Shook ran for 505 yards and 6 TDs and was named first-team All-Chippewa County, all while missing the second half of the season due to an injury. With the Max planning to focus predominantly on the running game once again, Lance Shook and the offensive line ahead of him could hold McDonald's key to the postseason in 2013. With that in mind, Coach Salter's hoping that Lance Shook can excel as the catalyst for the Max offense while not completely basing the team's success on his performance. Salter says without designing an offense around Lance so that it's not obvious, it's hard not to expect big things from him. Shook is one of the better running backs in our conference, and he'll again prove that this year. Meanwhile, quarterback Sam Sorensen, his performance under center will also play a large role in McDonald's success or lack thereof. Last year, he had some bright moments but also struggled at times in his first full season at quarterback, completing 74 of 164 passes for 883 yards and 8 touchdowns along with 18 interceptions. So Chippewa Falls, McDonald, and Loyal tomorrow night. The Max just 2 points away from having a 4-4 record in the Cloverwood Conference last year. Max looking to make the playoffs, as I mentioned, first time since 2010. And what about the opponent tomorrow night? All right, well, Sam Olson and the Chippewa Herald providing us with a bit of an overview. saying that there'll be little room for error when the Macs step onto the DeRay football field tomorrow night in the season opener, which we'll have for you here on AM 680 with live streaming heard worldwide at WOGO.com. The Macs take on the Loyal Greyhounds, a team that was a Cloverwood Conference co-champ in 2012 and one that's expected to contend for the conference title once again this season. Coming off a 7-2 record in which they gave up, in which they averaged over 30 points a game and gave up only 12. Loyal has a good chunk of that squad returning, and they seem poised to repeat as Cloverwood champs. So a pretty tough opening home assignment for the McDonald Macs. More thoughts on that contest, Chippewa Falls McDonald hosting Loyal in a moment. Our final word next on WOGO.
For your best value, visit Eau Claire. Eau Claire.
On London Road in East Hamilton and Cameron and Claremont, Eau Claire.
Looking for a spot to get away? Lakewoods Resort on Lake Namakagan, only 2 hours north of Eau Claire, offers Northwoods beauty and enjoyment for the whole family. A sandy beach, outdoor and indoor pools, an 18-hole golf course, miles and miles of lake fishing, full-service marina and on-site dining. Rent a condo, a lake cottage, or stay at the lodge. Take the family to Wisconsin's best Lakewoods Resort on Lake Namakagan, a family tradition since 1906. Now discounted for WWIB listeners, excluding Labor Day weekend. See lakewoodsresort.com.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right, homepage, WOGO, Mark Halverson on this Thursday. High school football getting going tonight. Boyceville at Flambeau amongst just a handful of games, and the bulk of the games coming up tomorrow night, including McDonald hosting Loyal. Max with their work cut out for them against a Loyal team that went, you know, 7-2 last year, averaged over 30 a game, gave up only 12. But, you know, every year it's you know, a fresh start. So we'll see what McDonald brings to the table. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night from DeRay here on AM 680 and WOGO.com. Marco, your authorized Canon HP Konica Minolta dealer, supportive home care for the Chippewa Valley. You can count on it from Visiting Angels. This Saturday, it's the archery and shooting sports fall kickoff at Ryan Sports Shop in Duran. Come try out the outdoor shooting trailer and find exclusive deals, including 10% off all handguns. And don't forget Ryan's huge in-stock ammo selection. Don't miss the savings this Saturday at Ryan Sports Shop Duran. And visit Chilson Automotive for your next vehicle. Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and cannot let the Chilson family take care of your family. Chilson Automotive. McDonald Max, tomorrow night against Loyal. Coach Joe Salter saying their best offense right now is going to be the defense. Salter saying that the Max need to keep the score close. Some of Loyal's games last year, their defense kept the score close, and their offense was able to squeak it out. And the Max hoping to do the same thing, keep the score close, hoping that they can sneak a touchdown or two to go from there. So not sounding real confident about the offense is Coach Salter for Chippewa Falls McDonald. Offensively, Loyal averaging over 300 yards rushing per game a season ago through a variety of formations, including the T, spread, and double wing. While the team does lose its top two rushers from last year, it returned senior Andrew Zemanski, who rushed for close to 700 yards with 7 touchdowns. Zemanski also has quarterback Luke Fulweiler. Should keep McDonald's defense busy. So a cautionary note for both the McDonald Max and for the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. All right, more on our high school football preview tomorrow as we talk politics, sports, and faith largely, covering current events, controversy, and courageous living from a Chippewa Valley perspective. So politics, sports, faith, and also what's going on this weekend. All that coming up tomorrow. Don't forget two news updates and a sports update during the next hour of Dennis Prager as well on your home for great talk. AM 680 WOGO and WOGO.com. I'm Mark Halverson.